for workers who lost their lives while carrying out their basic daily duties.
That's indeed correct. Yep. Today, the 28th of April, provides a single focus annually to remember those people who have been killed, disabled, seriously injured, or indeed made ill through their workplace activities.
It happens all too often, doesn't it?
It happens frequently, yeah, but it is an internationally recognised event today where people around the world will stop to honour those who've suffered as a consequence of workplace activity.
Now, you're RoSPA's Occupational Safety and Health Policy Advisor. I suppose your message is clearly going out to employers to ensure that working conditions are always safe for employees.
Absolutely, yeah, and today does provide an opportunity to reflect on the reasons why. I mean, one of RoSPA's key issues is learning from health and safety failures, so reflecting on what's gone wrong and what can be done differently going forward to stop people being harmed by work.
All too often we report on the local news here of incidents happening across Northern Ireland and beyond. Can we have a situation where there's 100% safety in the workplace, or is that just a pipe dream?
I wouldn't say. I think it's a target to work towards. However, we have got an excellent record in comparison with other parts of the world, and really we have to reflect on the fact that we have killed 133 people in 2014, and 1.2 million people are suffering from work-related illness. So what we need to focus on is stopping new people having essentially old accidents and developing health problems that we already recognise are linked to workplace activity.
And in the United Kingdom, which jobs are we most at risk while undertaking?
There's a whole array of risks associated with, for example, the construction sector, the agricultural sector, irrespective of where the fatality occurs or where the person contracts an occupational disease. We really have to focus on the impact not only on the sufferer, but the family and the wider community, and really focus on spreading the good practice that we do have in the UK across the wider world.
Because health and safety is very much to the fore here. I actually have two personal friends who are health and safety officers. It's their full-time independent job. They mm-hmm. they don't work for the Northern Ireland Health and Safety Executive. There are many others who do work for that agency. But professionals who are out and about, independently employed by companies to give advice on health and safety, it seems to be everywhere.
Well, good health and safety is good business. So when organisations that recognise that will engage with competent practitioners to deliver improved standards within their businesses. So, and I would anticipate that these practitioners are encouraging a proportionate approach to managing risk within organisations in order to improve workplace standards.
Do you think some employers are cutting corners to save and to cut costs and taking risks with their employees' health and safety?
There are organisations that do recognise, as I said earlier, the positive business benefits of managing health and safety, because managing it well does make an improvement to your bottom line. The challenge is ensuring that all organisations recognise the positive benefits of managing health and safety and don't see it as a burden on their business until something does go wrong.
Risks are being taken. As we speak this morning, on a sunny, cold morning in Belfast, there will be places of work where risks are being taken. If you were standing there, you would be pointing them out to people.
If you're a competent practitioner, you should be highlighting the issues. You should not be walking by.
Okay, Karen, it is a day to remember all of the people who have lost their lives or been seriously injured indeed while working, while out doing their day's work, as they say. It is Workers' Memorial Day. How will it be marked? Is there an official way of marking it?
If you go onto the RoSPA website, you would be able to identify. We've got a whole page that identifies what events are happening where across the UK, where individuals or organisations can engage with a memorial event. So these will be small events for sort of local issues and larger events organised in linked to more significant issues. I hesitate to use the words more significant, because every person who loses their life or suffers ill health as a consequence of the workplace activity is one too many.
Yes, and our thoughts with anyone who is suffering ill
Absolutely.
Health as a result of their work, or indeed any family member who's listening who's bereaved as a result of losing a loved one when they went out to do their day's work. Karen, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Karen McDonald. She's from Rossba. This is U105.